Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Wow, Jason, we just timed that to the very last second. Yeah. Everyone all set? Cocked, locked. Here we go. Your dial is set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being in class today. Rich Sheban is with us. We're not going to be taking calls today because Rich has got a full slate of material that he needs to cover in the front of the class. At the blackboard. Welcome, Rich Sheban.
Well, thank you, Vince. And I always like to throw a little disclaimer out there. The reason why we're doing this last several months is because there not only is there a lot of information out there, but I just feel that in this 11th plus hour of where we are as a nation, we need to wake up as many people as possible. We need to give as much information as possible. And that's why I'm spending a little more time than usual on what you call news in a flash, which is basically informing the public on a lot of the corruption, the manipulation that's going on, not just behind the scenes, but overtly. And we can talk stories, we can talk analogies, and we've done all that. It's just that when you look at a certain time period, you can't get as many points offered to the public as we can in the format we've been using. Don't you agree with that, Vince?
Yeah, your news in a flash is a quick, concise method for describing the world's ills. It's just amazing the amount of greed, stupidity, selfishness. Will you be talking about William Gates today and his link to Jeffrey Epstein and the link to Bill's pursuit of the Nobel Peace Prize?
Yeah, I'll be honest with you. I've done that already, but if you want to go in more specific detail, we certainly can. But people need to realize, Vince, that this is not a left-right paradigm. It's not liberal-conservative. It's a group of small elite people, okay, trying to create an authoritarian, totalitarian, fascist, corrupt, tyrannical, communist insurrection. I know it's a mouthful, but consumer confidence, consumer trust in commerce and the economy and the future and opportunities. Everybody's seeing this consolidation of power, money, control. And, you know, it's amazing that how dumb these people think that the public really is. Because when you look at all these people saying, well, it's the white's fault. Well, it's the male's fault. Well, it's the heterosexual's fault. And, you know, 99% of these people are white males. It blows me away how they can basically just threaten the people with a bunch of, you know, floating and changing definitions and just make stuff up. Just hold the narrative. And so if you want to discuss Bill Gates quickly, I'm sure he's in a couple of my articles. But if you want to discuss that particular point, go ahead, Vince.
Well, I just think it's noteworthy that Bill Gates made the news. This isn't a Daily Mail class. That he became friends with Jeffrey Epstein, the convicted pedophile. Because it was thought that Jeffrey Epstein could get Bill Gates the Nobel Peace Prize. And in 2013, Bill Gates and Jeffrey attended a meeting at the home of the Nobel Committee chairman's house. So the guy who has everything, the guy who has, at least he had, I think he was the youngest billionaire ever, number one. I'm talking about Bill Gates. Number two, he was the richest man in the world at one time, and he kind of fell down to maybe position number two. He had everything money could buy, but that was not enough. He had to wiggle his way in to get the Nobel Peace Prize. And then maybe he would have more of everything. So what we're talking about is greed that cannot be satisfied. And that's what these guys do. They're so greedy. It's beyond comprehension to us, the bottom 93%. You know, we think it'd be nice to have a house, you know, a yard, a job, you know, have some meaningful work, take care of our family, have children, raise them properly, have food to eat, you know, be able to pay our taxes. We think that those would be good things. But when you get to the level of the people that you're talking about that run the world, enough of everything is not enough. They have to have it in beyond excess. He has to have a farm, not one farm. He has to have the most farmland of anyone in the entire country, the United States. And that's not enough. And I have a feeling his wife figured out that that he was falling by the wayside with affairs and scandals and things like that. That, well, because he was so wealthy, he could bury those bodies, if you will. Bodies is in quotes. That he could get away with it. And now it's coming out that he's fallen out of favor. And now when you look at the pictures of him on the internet, you know, it's not that handsome guy that you've come to love, Bill Gates. He is this ugly, wrinkled, terrible-looking creature. Inside and out. And it's interesting how the press has turned against him. And it's interesting how ugly these people are that take advantage of people, that push them around. And who are the people that they push around? That'd be us. Like selling defective software and then charging us more for the fix that has more defects in it. I'm talking about Microsoft. And it's been reported, widely reported, that Bill Gates built illegal boxes to make free phone calls all over the world back in the 70s. And he sold them to his friends. And he used the money from the selling of devices that would make illegal phone calls. He used that money to launch his enterprise. So if you think that, you know, it's just this bright guy, I don't think that's really the case. Because if you look at what Steve Jobs had to say about him, Steve Jobs was screaming on a call to Bill Gates saying that Bill Gates stole the Mac operating system and called it Windows. Rich, even any comments?
Well, you know, when you mentioned the Nobel Peace Prize, and basically these super wealthy people can buy anything, science, awards, everything is for sale when you have enough money. I mean, look what Zuckerberg is doing to the native Hawaiians and trying to buy all this land that nobody else is supposed to get. And God forbid, I mean, he's about as pale white male as you can get. But see, it doesn't matter. This white male stuff is a bunch of crap. It's all about the aristocracy managing, controlling the serfs. It's an addiction to power, money, control. It has nothing to do with what group you're in. It has everything to do with the elite turning one group against another group so there can be chaos, infighting, race wars, gender wars, sexual orientation wars, religious wars. That's what they care for. They want division so they can hide their crimes. The more pot stirring, the more murky the water is, the less you can see through it and see what's really true. That's what they're trying to do. If it's okay with you, Vince, is it all right if I just go to news in a flash?
Yeah, just one more quick comment about Bill Gates. So he wanted the fastest car on the planet. It's called a Porsche 959. And this was a very limited production automobile. Really fast, really, really dangerous. Not street legal. Not street legal. This is a race car. And he wanted one, and he wanted one to be able to drive, and wanted to be able to drive it on the street. So what does he do? He gets the law changed to allow the Porsche 959 to be able to be driven on the street. That's what the aristocracy does. That's what money, power, and control does. If you have enough money, you can get an illegal thing made legal. All you need to do is have enough power, money, and control. Back to you.
Well, thank you, Vince. And, folks, what I'm going to mention today, I'm going to mention as many articles as I can regarding health care, and I'm going to start with general news, but really some eye-opening stuff, and you're going to see where we're at as a country. It's going to be hard to believe that we are in America, but these are all, again, published articles in the public domain. I make sure that they are, that I make sure that I don't make this up. I make sure that it's not opinion. I make sure that it's verified for its validity and authenticity and accuracy as much as I can. So that being said, first article of the day. Live Arizona investigation confirms systemic fraud. Trump is the clear winner. Next, think about this article I'm going to mention here, folks. There was a high school homecoming queen, and apparently her and her mother went in. I think she was like an assistant principal or something. They went into the database, and they rigged the vote to make the daughter be the homecoming queen, even though she didn't win. Well, there's going to be criminal charges for this person who rigged the homecoming queen event. But I want you to think about all these election fraud and foreign interference articles that I've mentioned over the months and even today, and nothing's being done. It's hard to believe. Next. U.S. Navy, I'm going to basically combine a bunch of different articles, not in the same category because it's too surreal to mention too many in the same category together. U.S. Navy touts all gay helo crew as LGBTQ wokeness takes precedent over military readiness, over skills, over adaptation, over hard work, proven results, qualifications. Nothing means anything except for what group you're in. We are about to be probably attacked by some of the world's most strong armies, and we're not going to have the personnel who should be in position. Next, Arizona elections witness testifies that private company was scanning ballots off site. A witness testimony. Companies were scanning ballots off site, not election workers. What does that tell you? Next, Maricopa auditors find significant discrepancies between number of ballots and batch reports in each box. That's right. They cut the tape on the boxes. There was different numbers of ballots than they said they were. Unbelievable. And we can talk for an hour about each one of these articles, but I just have too many. Next, President Trump is kicked off of Twitter, but Hamas leader is allowed to celebrate the bombing of Tel Aviv. Next, Maricopa County officials deleted entire database from voting machines. Entire database. Think about this, folks. Next, back to Perno bombshell. Michigan attorney says anyone with access to voting machine tabulators can change an election and backdate the cheating. This is fraudulently certified, folks. We'll be right back after this commercial break.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $50 on our popular 4-week emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly, right to your door. So order today and save $50 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Why today you've got your
take my
when you go to
DC
for 2 seconds
during
class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Rich, you were able to violate YouTube's safety policy within the first 2 minutes of your presentation in class today, and it's with my permission. Class, what I do is I let Ron Gibson know that we violated that policy and don't post this broadcast on YouTube. Okay? So if you want to hear us, class, and we're not on YouTube, I suggest what you do is go to BitChute and go to GCNLive.com. There are plenty of other outlets. Just type in USA Prepares. Sometimes it's one word. Sometimes it's USA space Prepares. It's two words. But we're out there. So you ought to find alternative media for having us. Now, there's always GCNLive.com. You can always go to GCNLive.com and search for, go to the archives, search for USA Prepares, and you'll find us. And you can download the archive, and you can actually keep it. So this violation of YouTube, their policy, it is our right to free speech that we are using. Now, they don't like it, so they will ban us whenever they can. So it's not like free speech has no consequences. There are consequences to free speech. And just like Harry doesn't understand, free speech is one of the hallmarks of our country. When we rebelled against the king and fought the first American Revolution, one of the things that we were guaranteed was the right to free speech and the right to bear arms and the right to worship our God, whichever one, in any way that we want to. There is no state God, state worship. So those are some of the freedoms that we have, and we are exercising them right here, right now. But there's a price that we're going to pay for that. ultimately. And we will probably be banned permanently from YouTube. So, Rich, back to you.
Well, thank you, Vince. You know, you've heard me say a million times we need to stand for principle, at least have a base. And that is, there's three base things that I talk about often. The same rules, laws, and accountability for everybody, not based on what group you're in, because these are divide and conquer strategies that have been proven for thousands of years. It's very obvious. The second is truth. So I'm talking the truth. Not only am I talking the truth, I'm using published articles in the public domain. This isn't opinion. This isn't made up. This isn't propaganda, hoaxes, false flags, lies, and gaslighting like the mainstream media and the people who are bought and paid for in politics. And the third one is if someone has less consequences for their behavior because of what group they come from, then you get to do it too. You know, you mentioned the free speech. Okay, we had over a million combat soldiers die for that free speech, for our freedoms and liberties. So basically what YouTube is saying is that we don't care who died. They're saying that our 1 million-plus combat soldiers who died for us died in vain. That's what they're saying. You don't have to go to YouTube. You can go to Rumble. You can go to Gab. You can go to BitChute. There's more and more platforms every day. It's just like this, you know, the Supreme Court voted. They tried to be all this benevolence about the Second and Fourth Amendment, how they voted, oh, you can't, you know, go into someone's house without a warrant. You can't take someone's guns and all that stuff. That's already enshrined in the Constitution and the Bill of Rights. Okay, we do not need the Supreme Court talking about what is already legal or illegal. The Supreme Court didn't have the guts, except for Justice Thomas and maybe Alito, to even look into the election fraud. And this is one of the reasons that we're mentioning this. And I don't know what you heard from the last article, folks, before the commercial break, but Matt DiPerno, he's actually an attorney. And this Michigan attorney says anyone with access to the voting machine tabulators could change the election and backdate it. Let me decode that for you. That means anybody who fraudulently certified the election from any state is now, they've committed a crime. They have said that we don't have a legitimate government. They are saying that we have an incapacitated government. That's the translation. Next, Max Gates' floor speech exposes Biden DOJ interference in Arizona audit. They don't have jurisdiction. The states do. This is a communist, Nazi, USSR, fascist, tyrannical, corrupt, totalitarian takeover. We'll be right back.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
COVID-19 deaths in America is down 81% since April of 2020. Nearly 157 million Americans have been vaccinated. The White House continues to encourage all Americans to get the vaccine.
If the unvaccinated get vaccinated, they'll protect themselves. If they do not, states with low vaccination rates may see those rates go up, may see this progress reverse. Those who are not vaccinated will end up paying the price.
The United States is gearing up to spread the COVID-19 vaccines throughout the world. White House spokesperson Jen Psaki.
The United States will send 20 million doses to help countries battling the pandemic. This is in addition to sending all of the manufactured AstraZeneca vaccine doses overseas. This is the most doses donated by any country in the world.
The CDC announced Thursday that fully vaccinated people can go without masks in most situations. USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
A new poll released Monday found New York City mayoral hopeful Andrew Yang's support has dropped among Democrat voters, while Brooklyn Borough President Eric Adams holds a slim lead in the race. Adams scored the support of 18% of the primary voters in the WPIX 11 Emerson College survey. The sample consisted of 1,013 registered city voters. Attempting to unmask the mask mandates in America, confusion and exceptions are making it tough to know where we stand. Dan Araki from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau reports.
Target and CVS are the latest retailers to drop mask requirements in their locations for fully vaccinated individuals, unless required by local mandate. They join Walmart, Starbucks, Trader Joe's, and others who have adjusted their policies after the CDC announced its new guidelines for indoor mask wearing. Target added that fully vaccinated employees will be able to work without masks, though CVS says it will still require its associates to mask up. Both retailers say they will continue to ask those who are unvaccinated to wear face coverings in their stores.
While the United States is flying drones around the surface of Mars, Saturday China safely landed their first rover on Mars. But we may face a bit of a wait before we see the rover's first view of Mars. China's first attempt to reach the surface of another planet was a success. The project Zhurong will perform diagnostics and move off its landing platform in the next few days, and that its first photos are expected around the end of the month. I'm Lance Pry. Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Stevens with us. Rich, yesterday, your friend and mine, Stuart, called in, a neighbor of mine here in Missouri. It was, you know, a mile and a half down the road, so like one farm away from us. And he has a saying, and that saying is, quote, everything is a scam, end quote. And I'm stunned, you know, at this story about this Florida homecoming queen election being rigged. I mean, really rigging something like that? A mother and daughter involved together. They're facing 16 years in the clink for rigging a homecoming election. So when you talk about the national election, you talk about state elections, you talk about, we can't believe anything. This is just one really great example of what lengths people will go through in order to get ahead, even for little things. Like, how important is it to be a homecoming queen? How important really is that? These two, mother and daughter, risked the mother's job as assistant principal at Bellevue Elementary School in Pensacola, Florida. Mother risked her job. It's not clear whether she's been fired or not. Probably will be. If not, certainly should be. And mother and daughter teamed up to rig the election. It's beyond the pale. So how can we believe anything? That's why I don't vote anymore, because I know it's an exercise in a waste of time for me to vote for anything. Back to you, Rich.
Well, thank you, Vince. And that's why I mentioned that article, because here we have all this election fraud, all this foreign interference. You know, before YouTube started slapping our hands and said we're not allowed to talk about election fraud or whatever regulations they have, that's not how America was built. America was built by calling things out, by talking about ideas and solutions, by having conferences, meetings, and movements. That's how America was built. You know, that's why I talk about having a self-sufficiency school, a preparedness school, practice what you preach laws. We got to call out the hypocrisies and the double standards, judge people by hard work, effort, proven results, qualifications, and, of course, what I call the pick effect, patriotism, intelligence, and courage. In other words, you have to be willing to be hated for telling the truth versus wanting to be loved for blowing smoke up someone's keister. We need to come up, have ideas. We need to have laws of excess. We need to have public forums. We need to talk about opportunities for everybody, because everything is so fixed and so rigged. And the fact that I say this homeschool homecoming queen scandal is because look what's happening in our own elections. When you install the most powerful politicians in the world, you have no legitimate government. It's incapacitated. And I got to tell you something, folks. This is what a lot of people are being stuck with, is this cognitive dissonance, this Stockholm syndrome, this social conditioning. They have this pride, this ego, and they're being motivated by fear, false fear. The Great Reset is basically the Great Takeover. You have to remember, the Democrat Party and half of the Republican Party, a.k.a. rhinos and neocons, have been hijacked. But this is for small business destruction. This is for supply chain disruptions. This is for the 30, 35 different things that we've specifically talked about the agenda. For those of you who are hiding this election fraud and are going along with it, whether they've been blackmailed or bought and paid for, you will be arrested for aiding and abetting. You will be an accessory for crimes. So for those of you who know about this, you better come clean, be a whistleblower, and do something for the American people. And think about the over a million combat soldiers who died for your freedoms and liberty. Okay, let me move on to the next article. Biden's America, federal government agency warns against hoarding gasoline in plastic bags. We're paying taxpayer dollars so our federal government can warn us against hoarding gasoline in plastic bags. Whatever happened to common sense and logic, folks? People are actually... Vince, I sent you about a week ago a video of this woman literally pouring gasoline into a plastic bag, and it was dripping out of the plastic bag, and she put it in another one. Did you see that?
Yes, I did, and we also reported that there was a fire. A woman did something like that, put gasoline in unapproved containers, and the car burned to a crisp. And she had serious burns on her body. I mean, that's just one story. I'm sure there are hundreds of stories like this of stupid people doing bizarre things. It's amazing to me that we have allowed our educational system to go so far askew. Here's what I mean by that. We are not teaching science. You know, gasoline is a solvent for many things, including different kinds of plastics, because plastic is a petrochemical. So another petrochemical could dissolve some plastics. So why are we not teaching chemistry, elementary chemistry, in elementary school and high school? Why? Why are we not making that mandatory so that people won't do stupid things like set themselves on fire by putting gasoline in a plastic bag and then putting that in a box in their trunk? Why? I mean, how does this woman not even realize that if she puts a liquid in her kitchen sink garbage bag, I'm sorry, kitchen garbage bag, and realize it, you know, it might leak? Does she realize that, or does she not realize that? Everybody knows that.
Seriously. And then we have our federal government spending time to warn the American people against doing this. This is stupid. See, there's no science. There's no math. It's everything is – most things are in the category of distracting, dumbing down, and dividing the American people by groups, okay, so that the crimes of the elite don't get finger-pointed. That's basically what it's all about, so they can consolidate power, money, control. It's just amazing that we're paying tax dollars so our federal government can warn us against hoarding gasoline and plastic bags. It's so stupid, you can't even make this stuff up. And that's why I sent you that video, Vince, because I don't... If I sent you just the article, you might not have believed it. I mean, that's... I mean, there's not many things more dumb than...
I have one
plastic bag and then driving off it.
I have just a short comment to make about this. When we first got banned from YouTube, I thought it was a big deal. And then I thought more, I gave it a lot of thought. And, I had to come to a conclusion and a decision as to what we would do about being banned. Now, absolutely, I don't even care about being banned on YouTube. I do care about Ron Gibson being banned. But as far as USA Prepares being banned, I would much rather talk about the truth and show integrity and honesty than worry about being banned on YouTube. So I just wrote Ron an email. And in bold letters, it says, "Ron, this class violated YouTube policy." Okay, that's what I have for Ron Gibson today. So he knows that. You know, the bottom line is, we're one of the last few broadcasts that is concerned with the truth and not worrying about being fired. Now, of course, we are not going to use profanity, but we're going to tell the truth. And, you know, YouTube allows profanity. They allow profanity. That's okay with them. They allow sexual content. That's okay with them. They allow perversion. That's okay with them. But if you want to talk about the selection, if you want to talk about the vaccines, they want to control the narrative. And we're not interested in that. So we're going to keep doing what we do. And not worry about YouTube. But I do have a concern about Ron Gibson being thrown off YouTube because of us. And I don't want us to be the cause of him being thrown off. So, Ron Gibson, thank you for what you do. And Ted Anderson and all of the employees at Genesis Communications Network, I really appreciate what you do. I really do. So, we've been censored before. We've been censored by YouTube, of course. We've been censored by Republic Broadcasting Network. They don't like what we have to say. As a matter of fact, they threw us off their network because of me and my views. So let's continue. We don't need them. We don't want them. I particularly want nothing to do with them, meaning Republic Broadcasting Network and all the others that seem to have a problem with us. They love to listen to us. They love to hear what we have to say. They steal our ideas and opinions and conclusions, but they want nothing to do with us. Interesting. Okay, back to you.
Well, thank you, Vince. And, Vince, I'm so far behind. I'm just going to keep rattling off, but I just want to say one thing. Since I will talk about health care, but since you mentioned the vaccines and things like that, keep in mind the powers that be are constantly changing the definitions of safe and effective, of mask efficacy, of herd immunity. They don't create data, facts, evidence, or science. Everything is bought and paid for propaganda, from the 6 feet social distancing, the mask, the lockdowns. There's no studies, no proof, no nothing. But I will get into that, and I'm really, really far behind, so I'm just going to keep going, folks. Next, significant discrepancies discovered in Arizona audit. Ballots off up to 17.5%. Likely Joe Biden did not win, unquote. Next, the Merriam-Webster Dictionary has changed their definition of anti-vaxxer to include people who oppose laws that mandate the vaccine. See, they changed definitions, folks. This is why you have to get a dictionary prior to 2009. If you get any information, any definitions, anything off the internet today, it's going to literally change over time to fit the narrative that the elite are posing to us. Now, keep in mind, narratives are like crap. They flow downhill. So they get people who are weak, who are blackmailed, who are bought and paid for in order to be their lieutenants, in order to enforce their new laws, rules, and accountability, which is totally different based on what group you're in. Next, Windham, New Hampshire. I got to get new glasses. Audit results show ample evidence that voting machines favor Democrats and are not reliable and cannot be trusted. You think? Next, fake lobster meat grown in labs could one day end up being in supermarkets. You can't make this stuff up. So what they're doing, folks, they're selecting small tissue samples from lobsters in laboratories, and then they isolate the lobster cells from the tissues and then grow the meat. Now, how many times have I mentioned from articles that meat being grown in not just laboratories, but bioreactors, 3D printers, they put red dye in it. This is not made up stuff. These are articles in the public domain that's been published that I've mentioned many times. Next, Arizona Chair Dr. Kelly Ward, legal action is imminent. Well, that's great, Dr. Ward, but it all depends on if the lawyers and judges and courts are bought and paid for. She says breach of voter identification information occurred in the last election cycle. Of course it did. We've mentioned 1,200 articles on this. Next, first Georgia, now Arizona. How many more secretaries of state illegally certified their 2020 election result without having chain of custody documentation? That's called aiding and abetting. These people need to be arrested, folks. Aiding and abetting. They're an accessory for crime.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com. We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Rich Evans with us. Rich, please continue with news in a flash.
Really appreciate you allowing me to exercise my First Amendment rights. Next article, folks. I'm going to try to make my comments as minimal as possible here. Thanks for bearing with me. 44% of women fail Army fitness test. U.S. Army next. U.S. Army ends gender-neutral fitness test because female soldiers keep failing. Next. 120 retired U.S. military flag officers raise alarm, say Constitutional Republic is in danger of being taken over by Marxism and socialism. Next, Space Force unit commander removed from his post for decrying Marxism in the military. Next, if you are a white, male, heterosexual military commander, you are sacked for speaking the truth. People, this is, it's hard not, we have to judge by hard work, effort, per results, qualifications, and of course the pick effect, patriotism, intelligence, and courage. We have to look at skill sets. We have to look at adaptation. We have to look at foresight thinking. We have to look at so many factors. When you don't look at proven results, and you only look at what group you're from, what skin pigmentation shade, what sexual orientation, what gender you identify as, what religion, etc., you are not going to have a country to survive. It's going to be taken over. Okay? That's what these elite want. They are saying that the million combat soldiers who died for us have died in vain. That's what they are saying. Next, Dominion Voting Systems releases statement. Slams Arizona forensic audit and state's company will not release passwords for the voting machine. That means this is an illegitimate government. It's fraudulently certified. Our government is incapacitated. Next, we still don't have chain of custody documents, says Arizona audit director Ken Bennett. Next. George Soros bought the Maricopa County Sheriff election for $2 million. Next, national GOP silent on historic Arizona audit where they already discovered deleted voting machine files and missing passwords and ballots and miscounts. See, this is what happens when you're bought and paid for and blackmailed. Next, Joe Biden diverts $2 billion from American healthcare programs to help illegal aliens. That's right. You're paying in the billions of dollars for illegal aliens unvetted coming over the border. Next, New Hampshire forensic election audit update. Assistant AG seen walking towards the table where the secured ballots close to midnight, and all of a sudden the footage went out for an hour, and Joe Biden received all these votes afterwards. People, this is an illegitimate government. It's incapacitated. It's rigged to the bone. Next, Windham recount update. Vast difference in audit totals between GOP and Democrat candidates is enough to scrap the whole voting machine system. Next, the data drives deleted by the Maricopa County included adjudicated files where votes were changed. Keep in mind, some of these swing states had adjudicated votes that were basically, they said, well, they wasn't sure which one they voted, so they went into a pile, and somebody who was, you know, bought and paid for or blackmailed said, oh, well, that's Joe Biden's vote. That's what that means. It's fraud. Fraud. There's no statute of limitations on fraud, by the way. Next, amount of fentanyl caught at border is nearly up 800%. This is what's happening to your children and grandchildren. Next, Dominion announces they willingly gave passports to Maricopa County auditors in February, but refused to give passwords to the state Senate audit team. People, can't you see this is fraud through and through? Next, Governor Whitmer's spring break charter flight during lockdown was paid for by nonprofit dark money costing $27,000. Oh, and by the way, that Florida plane was not authorized for charter flights. What do you think will happen to her? Nothing. Next, New York school district says students must show proof of vaccination or negative COVID test to attend prom and graduation. People, get out of these blue states. I know there's a mass exodus out of the blue states already. There's no reason to be in any of these blue states, okay? It's Nazism. It's USSR. It's totalitarian. It's a takeover. Next, gas in Virginia hit $7 a gallon earlier this week. Get out of the blue states. Next, California controller wrote 49 million checks, but says she can't locate any of them. Get out of the blue states. Next, more than 15,000 gas stations ran out of fuel in just a few days after the Colonial Pipeline cyber attack. Next, video shows U.S. Capitol Police gave protesters the okay to enter on January 6th. It's all fraud. It's all made up. We'll be right back after top of the hour break, folks. Appreciate you being here.
Now, Rich, you mentioned get out of the blue states. You left New York and we left Virginia. We actually did it, class. We're leading by example. We'll be right back.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.